a ponytail.
Oh yeah.
I think he should be able to hear that. Because right. you should be able to respond to a guy with a ponytail.
If only
who wants to heckle you.
If only you could hear it all.
He also works at Walmart, we think.
Right.
Which is pretty fitting.
Pretty fitting.
So let's you ready to start it? Cheers. Episode 18.
18.
And what an episode.
We're still going.
We are on the last leg of, like, on that danger zone of still being friends.
Oh, man, yeah.
Because it's been just, like, a weekend of nonstop with two other dudes, too. Like if it,
right. I spent a lot of time just trying to keep your child from screaming.
Yeah, you did great. You did great.
I felt good about it, but I was also like, you cute little son of a gun.
So we just had a great trip. This is what this episode is all about.
Yeah.
We took a little trip out to Kansas and did a couple shows. Mm-hmm. And we just want to share with...
1 week after moving.
Yeah. So, well, we moved into the house last week.
Dragging all of our possessions through the heat. Just tied to our backs.
And then a few nights after work, we would go and load more stuff. And mm-hmm. try to get ready for these shows.
And
we went to Boulder
shows.
One night.
Yeah.
It was, so when we pulled back into town tonight, we all kind of had like a, I can't believe we're still alive.
I'm tired. I'm really tired.
Really tired after that.
I cannot wait.
So, but we had a great time. It was fun. At least for like two-thirds of it. It was
Well, and just the whole journey, you know, and I'm going to come out and say this now, although probably I should save it for the bump, but... I had the stand-up comedy, like, Triple Crown Derby this weekend because I had a set that I thought went great.
Right.
I had a set that I was too inebriated to do.
Right.
And I had a set that did not go great. And so with that, it's like, to me, that is three pretty good benchmarks on the entire spectrum.
Yeah.
Of stand-up comedy.
It was a great learning experience on so many levels.
Absolutely.
We've had so many good conversations just about like what we would do different for shows. But so I guess what we wanted to do with this episode was, it's 18 episodes in. We started 4 or 5 months ago as two guys who didn't really know each other.
Not at all.
And in that short span of time, we're now like traveling. We have another show coming up we'll talk about here in a little bit. But,
I don't feel at all close to killing you.
Not yet, no. And I think that that's one of the most enticing things if you're a regular listener.
Right.
Is like, these two might end up killing each other.
And you'll have heard the entire story.
Just how great of
friends
we were.
If we do kill each other, I hope that people go back through the logs and they basically see our entire, our entire story.
When one of us kills the other one, someone will listen through him and be like, he should be let go. I mean,
it's
was
going
just,
a long time.
It was set
it
up
was
for disaster from the
coming.
Beginning.
It was a long time coming.
So let's just let him off.
Okay.
So we, this first podcast is going to be split up into two parts. We're going to have a reaction after our first show. You mm-hmm. referenced it. It was at Dodge City Country Club. We had an amazing time.
Yeah.
And, what a great room, great people.
It was
a lot of fun.
Yeah. And so let's fade into that episode, but then also just plug July 19th, Chuba Hut, West Side, Taft Elizabeth, 9 p.m. Ghost Pete presents Blunted Comedy at the Chuba Hut. And that's Saturday. Okay. Come here. Sorry.
So we're going to jump right in here. Review of day one, Ghost Pete Traveling Medicine Show. Dan has just stolen a chair from the room next door.
Much nicer.
And he was definitely seen.
Caught.
It was red-handed
by the cleaning lady. So we've had a great trip so far. I would say great. Oh, I don't know how these things normally go. It's my first tour.
Roommate Will is the only one who's pooped in the car, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know what
you guys know. As far as you guys know.
About you were clean and didn't smell too bad. Or
keep
you did
it pretty well hidden.
You did it probably while we were passing one of the feet.
One thing they forget to tell you about Kansas is not only is it broad and flat, but it smells like shit too, which is very.
You can say it louder.
I can't say that louder. So
last night we performed at Dodge City Country Club.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be a PG-13 set.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so the show went great. Packed house, like 60. Plus
and we
people,
did a
PG-13.
Pretty PG-13.
It was very. It was
right what there. They'll show to kids these days.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's sure. PG. We didn't cuss. I mean, I said shit. I think
the stuff that's on television in this day and age.
I didn't cuss, which I was very surprised.
Oh my God, we were all.
I thought you thought you let one F word slip.
I did let. I did let.
I missed it, but
I did. It was quick, and I recovered quick.
Right. So first show, we get there, we get set up with a mic stand and a boombox and. Plugged into the wall right next to us, and
the windows were all blacked out with some.
Really cool, real cool room, and everybody seemed to be really excited to have a group of comedians. We reviewed the sign starting off because it was featuring Kim and Gavin's son.
We've talked about that. Covered the sign.
Yeah,
and so
the sign has been covered.
I talked to a bunch of people after, and they were like, "Yeah, I wasn't too sure, you know." I was like, "Yeah, I understand because if you see somebody's child,
yeah, who wants to
whenever." I brought that up, as soon as I got on, and I was like, well, at least you can openly drink at this thing that you're
and
watching
you can drink
outside. Person's child perform.
Oh, yeah.
So that was cool. So
they
anyway,
went all out for that. They
that
really
was tight.
Did.
They really did. And everybody was it was just a really cool room. So anyway, we get done with the first show. I'd say first show. The show.
Yep.
By then, people were buying us drinks, shots, pouring it there.
Yeah,
some
Nick
of us more than
Nick,
others.
He was 10 sheets to the wind. Is that how that saying goes? Is that
I think so.
I put you in a
any
half
number.
Nelson.
Yeah.
Yes, he did, but that was before, that was later.
That was way later.
Much later, yes.
We finished the show up, and it was about a 10-minute break, and we're just,
farting around.
Yeah, visiting with everybody, drinking. And a guy comes up to me, and he goes, hey, we'll give you... a large amount of money for what we would consider, maybe, if you guys will do your dirty jokes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, are you serious? He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. I was like, well, let's check with the club, make sure that it's
okay. They're the ones that told us to be cleaner, so.
Yeah. So we checked and cleared it, and we made the announcement. I guess we're going to do some more material that is hard-rated. Raunchy.
Is, yes. And you've been feeding us alcohol.
So, we're blitzed at this point. And it was a two-hour show.
It was.
So, they asked us to do another, we did another, hour or so?
Yeah, we did 3 hours and 35 minutes total.
Total.
And that was because we started at 8:10.
With a little break.
And then we finished the comedy at about 10:05, 10:06. And then we had about a 20-minute break, and then we were done by 11:45.
It's grossly too long for a comedy show.
It should not, that should
but
not
But they
work.
Were into it the
Kansas
entire time.
Needs
they
to laugh.
They
Kansas
are starved for something here, and that's, we love them.
They showed the desperation of
the
laughter.
And Kansas, yeah, not a lot of people
it's like,
laugh.
Some people
nobody,
want to get the hell out of
they
Dodge,
were like,
can't.
They were like, how come nobody openly addresses the shit smell? the ever-present shit smell. I bet they just go through their whole lives smelling it, and not really talking about it.
No.
Until they get to another state, and then they're like, whoa, what's
then,
wrong?
It's so nice here.
What's wrong?
Living in Greeley.
It doesn't smell like shit all the time.
This is weird.
And so to have some comedians come there and broach the uncomfortable subject of like, hey, it fucking smells like shit here all the time, doesn't it?
We're very deep in our comedy. It's very, it's very, it's such social commentary on the reality of the situation in Kansas.
Right.
It's just so, so
the comedian says what needs to be said.
What needs to
so
be
what
said.
Jokes do you feel like hit and what jokes did it as far as like coming to Kansas and doing...
They liked the weed stuff.
They did like the weed stuff.
They
like it hit pretty good.
A lot of weed stuff. Just a little. It was
we sparingly... I mean,
we
all addressed it, but it wasn't like, oh, I'm so high right now.
Yeah, no, we weren't like an idiot.
Like the way it is
we showed
in
up.
Colorado.
Yeah, that's annoying.
We showed up and I think you guys all kind of talked about it in your sets, because we showed up and we were walking right by the golf course where people were playing, And we get, like, immediately a guy with a huge handlebar mustache wearing a shirt that says...
Oh, and mustache guy was sweet.
But yeah. What did his shirt say?
Mustache ride?
You guys must be the comedians, you know? Like,
yeah, where am I?
Tank tops.
Here we go.
Spotted.
And then we got ready at our hotel and went back later, and we're standing outside. Another guy walks by and he goes, "You guys better not be smoking weed before the show."
Behind before the show.
Get out.
Yeah, he's either a doctor or a cop. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know.
He was one of the two. He looked kind of like.
He was also the guy that approached us.
He looked like Ron White, didn't he?
Do you think he was a cop doctor? A doctor cop?
It's very possible. I've seen that.
Sounds like a good police officer.
Doctor cop.
Police officers. Someone who police officers, doc.
I think cop doctors.
You're over medicating this woman.
Yeah, we commented on the weed. But it wasn't talking. It was talking about how they thought we're from Colorado, of course. Like, we gotta address
well,
this.
I broached the subject very, and I was like, "Now I know that you guys know that we're from Colorado, and so I know that you're aware of some recent legislation, and that probably is in your minds right now, and I can't." Pretend to know how all of you feel about it, but I can pretend to agree with you.
Yeah, that's
fine. Whichever side you're on.
You're right. It's a very complex subject.
Whatever you're thinking right now is true.
Well, like Dan, you said something about, what does everybody think we're high? It's like, we're not smoking all the time, something, and then you're like, unless you got some.
Oh, yeah, that's a guy. I dressed the guy.
That was really
good.
That was
hilarious.
Good. I thought girlfriend. I thought the dating stuff went over really well.
Oh, yeah, man. That went over like
the dating stuff.
Because you kept trying to hit on women, and they were all married.
They were all married.
But one girl didn't have a ring on. She's like, it's getting fixed.
Okay.
Oh, no. What was the one girl that you pointed out?
The one girl, too, tried to sacrifice
single.
Her friend.
No.
The girl freaked out and shut down. So we know that at least one woman, one single woman.
One woman in there was single.
One woman in there was single, and she was adequately terrified by Dan Jones.
Yeah, by the fact of her friend telling her that, saying that she was single.
Offering her up.
Yeah, she shook her head.
No.
No.
Hit her face.
Yeah, didn't even.
Don't look at
your
me.
Whistling shit went over really well, too.
Yeah. That's just hilarious. That stuff.
It was a callback in crowd work.
You know, it was funny, though, is people quieted down a little bit during Weston's set when Jesus and the Westboro Baptist Church came up, but they still enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But it was this weird, like, tension point thing. Okay. I could see the, like, and two, part of it was that you were opening up the show, so I think that's like an element of it.
And they were nervous that I was opening the show.
You could see people looking around like, is it okay to laugh at this? Like,
Oh, I totally fucking ruined the end of the Westboro, because I cut out a lot of the going to Kinko's, because I didn't want to say fag, you know, and talk about the signs. So you just kind of cut all that out. So I just wanted to do the ranking. And I totally butchered the ending, because I knew that they would love, like, the children's activities. It's probably, you know, a crowd that probably has been around church enough to know potluck, children's activities, and different things. And, but I definitely felt it got quieter.
There was just, but it wasn't bad quiet. It wasn't people checking out. It was, like, tension quiet,
which
is never totally a bad thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just, it has the power to swing.
I was really happy with the way
conservative audience.
I was really happy with the way I ended before I brought you up with the Barack Obama. I thought it got the good laughs. Like, okay, I'm going to bring Nick up now. That's where I'll end that. But it was definitely a new experience, you know, for me, just hosting a show like that. And, you know, you guys all fucking, we rocked it last night.
Yeah,
that
was a great crowd. Everyone was
so we're pretty blitzed by the time the show's over. And,
well, you guys were blitzed. I got all sober while I was, you know, sweating my ass off for the last bit there.
Yeah, I don't know. You were up there for a while.
I was up there for a bit.
My time on stage did not
smoothly.
Make me more sober.
No,
I believe I took a shot of tequila
on
stage.
That was round two.
That was not the second shot of tequila.
I know, but that was the second show that we did.
That was the second show, yeah.
And I had to actually go pull you off stage because you were on a roll.
He was
on a roll.
You were on a drunken roll.
He was on a
drunken
roll. Fuck you, Dan.
Dan, don't get a light.
Fuck you, Dan
Jones. Fuck you. I'm going to do this dirty. I'm fucking dirty. This is going to be dirty. It's fucking
well,
dirty.
Like, you like pulled up a chair at one of the tables.
I did.
And
fucking down
with
some people.
James.
I mean,
it's an AIDS magazine. It's an AIDS magazine.
I walked out onto the stage area while you're performing.
Came and fetched me.
And took the other shot.
Yeah.
As like, well, I'm not going to go tell him to get off, but I'll go take the shot right next to him and be like, you about to wrap up, buddy?
You done?
About done?
You done?
Yeah.
And that caused one of those moments of self-awareness where suddenly, like, the
where am
I? Drunkenness is slightly lifted.
Where am I?
And you ask yourself, what am I really doing in this moment? And then I got off stage.
Well, you laid into a couple girls that I knew from high school that were there.
Oh, really?
Right at the beginning. This is the dirty set. You shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up.
That is delightful.
I don't know if it's delightful. It had its funny moments.
Occasionally.
It's the dirty show. Shut the fuck up.
We were scared. We were scared the clown was going to come out of the dark dimension and tackle that bitch.
I think that's the thing.
Do you have your liner?
You can't own dudes with a lighter and you're colorblind.
All right, so we ended
up... Two things I hate about
failure. Complete and utter...
What else is bad about me? So we ended the show.
Your
haircut. Come on, man. It's not
like a barrel. Kind of barrel.
I'm playing Green Day. Don't worry about it. So we ended the show. Call a cab. Because we didn't want to drive around Dodge City drunk.
No, we didn't.
So we got the hot lead that we're supposed to go to Grand Central.
Party Station.
Party spot. It's where you want to go. It's where all the cool people are going to be. So we take a $15 cab ride, like 6 blocks.
$15?
Just down a hill. We
crunched those numbers.
Rolled down the hill.
Yeah.
It was a neutral.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
The meter wasn't even on.
How are we doing it?
He has a meter.
He didn't have a meter.
He's like, I know it in my head. He did. He's
like,
new.
Well, your head sucks, bro.
He's like, hey, in Mexico 60 years ago, we
when
didn't
I
have
drive,
meters.
When I drive
always keeping
four
track
drunk
of my
guys
age.
Around,
mm-hmm.
when I drive four drunk guys around, I know that I'm charging them at least $15.
Zord rent.
At least.
I told my dad this morning how much he charges. He's like, that should have been 13.
So he was pretty fair then.
Nice. Not as bad as we thought. We got to track that guy down and talk to him about those $2.
Not as bad as I thought.
Hey, I want my $2.
So we get there and they ask us for $10 to get into this place.
And we get there at 1 o'clock.
$10.
12:45.
$10. That was ridiculous. What?
They had a band playing outdoors, so we could have stood right outside.
That's what we were doing.
Clearly,
and it was like a country cover band.
That's why the guy came up. He's like, I'll give it to you guys $5.
Yeah.
Well, no, I tried to work the deal.
I
tried to work the deal with the door lady. I was like, so you close at what time? 2. Quit serving alcohol probably 1:30.
Yeah.
So we get like a half hour for $10 to come in and drink. I was like, all right, how about 5? Because we did pay for
it. Yeah, he said exactly that. And
she was
like,
5? She's like, no, I'm sorry.
Now I need my pound of flesh for this shitty show.
Then you get nothing.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
20 or nothing.
And then we are on the road again.
So we hop back in a
cab. Another cabbie.
Leo's cab service, but this time we got a good guy.
This guy was a great
cabbie. Yeah, he was pretty cool. He's like,
except
no,
that
man,
he locked you guys in until we paid.
Yeah,
the second time.
Yeah,
exactly.
What are you guys doing? Why are you sitting? Why are you just
that
sitting there?
Yeah, that was awkward. Right? But he laughed too when it was like.
Well, I had no idea.
Dan was like, "Why are you guys still sitting in here?" And I was like, "We're locked in."
He's waiting for you to hand him.
But
that
so
money
we go.
Dan's counting out 37 ones.
We go to the casino just in time for last call.
Just in time for last call.
One beer there.
One
thanks,
of us loses
Dan.
$6. One of us loses $100. One of us wins $200. And the fourth person walks around menacingly grimacing at the people in the casino and making them.
I call it people watching.
Yeah,
people watching. That's right.
It's called people creeping. Is what you were doing.
Well,
right?
I put in my headphones and was just listening to music, my own music, because I preferred it to the casino noises, and
it was like I was stumbling
around in a movie.
That does sound like stumbling around in a movie.
And then I accidentally killed a bug.
Yeah, we weren't trying to kill the bug.
Oh yeah, we were outside waiting for a cab, I believe.
And we found this bug. It was huge.
Danny hit his magic number last roll on roulette.
Yeah.
$175 jackpot.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. We had kind of a little competition going. That's why I lost 100.
He would
made
not
make
it back down.
I
said, put it on black, bro.
They volunteered.
Put it on black. Don't put it on red. I'm right.
Because he's so racist. You know, it's kind
of. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the racist puts it on red, not black. Red Republican, blacks, you know. Another race.
None of that makes sense.
Well, that's, you know.
I'm just going to edit that out.
I just like to say
what parts, if we did edit things out, I like to say which parts I would personally remove. Yeah.
I would like for this not to be in here.
I'd like that's not to be on the record.
I know that it is on the record, But that does not meet the Nick Holland brand quality of assurance. There's not a seal of approval.
Do you think I plugged the podcast appropriately during the show?
I don't think we plugged it enough.
No, I don't think anybody will listen to it.
I don't think anybody will listen to it.
It's not a podcast. You're like, do you guys know what podcasts are?
Crickets.
Hey, listeners, I don't know if you know this, but West and Unruh here can pee while walking. I've never met anybody who can do that. I can't do that.
You can't just aim your wiener to the side.
No, I can't pee while I'm when my legs are moving. My dick's like, no, we're not gonna let the flow go.
You know,
sometimes I'll have to do the wide step.
Yeah, I've had to do that.
Oh, you could just like,
but that's like shifting your weight. That's not like.
Do you guys ever just like
piss your pants
while you're doing push-ups or something?
No, I've never had that happen.
You know? Just go to another
That's the other thing you said is you're accosting the crowd. It's like, oh, you gotta go to the bathroom? You piss and shit in your chair. Sit down.
People are aggressive. For a while, you told them to piss and shit and or shit.
And they love it, man.
They love it. They were eating it up. No, well, that's the thing is that you guys know that there's friendly Nick doing comedy and there's mean Nick doing comedy.
Yeah. No, that's the first time I've met mean Nick, I think.
You've never seen mean Nick before? Oh my god, mean Nick.
I've seen vaguely threatening Nick.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I do mean Nick a lot. Dude,
so, last call at the bar at the casino, we headed out, called the cab again, and you killed a bug or something and then tried to rape me.
You put him in a half Nelson and just started crying.
And then Nick woke up this morning and goes, sorry I put you in a full Nelson. And I was like, it's only a half.
All right, get over here. Get over here, I'll show you.
I did threaten him.
Only half? Oh, it was only half? Well, I'm not sorry then.
Fuck you.
I'm sorry that it wasn't a full Nelson. That's what I'm sorry for.
I'm on tour. Okay, I got a button.
So we have the cab driver take us to McDonald's, and we buy like $20 worth of food. Delicious. They throw in a free bag of like 15 pies.
But they stole two burgers. Because
they like the cab driver. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he was like gluten-free or something.
No, he's diabetic, man.
I'm diabetes.
Yes, diabetes, no. Yeah.
We had the beets.
Oh, we had a good weed conversation with him. About,
just sounds...
He tried to find cocaine and... Yep. Hookers and
I don't know if that happened.
Oh, it didn't. Okay.
It might be you were.
We can edit that.
No, I tried to find hookers.
We could.
I started trying to find hookers at the end of my second set.
You're working pretty hard to find prostitute.
Ladies of the night.
Like, any Dodge City got any of those around here?
Huh? You're like 30,000 people. You don't have one. That seems like
Where's your Colfax?
It actually is Colfax.
What if a city of 30,000 people does only have one? That poor overworked woman.
No, she's making bank. She's making a lot of money. She's several appointments a day.
I feel bad.
Just imagine all of the deposits.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You know, just a bowl.
I would stick around, but I have another appointment in 20 minutes.
I gotta go douche really fast.
Is that thing? You know who it is. It's the sheriff. You know him. You are all friends here.
Yeah, yeah. It's Mustache Man.
Mustachio. Hey, he was a nice guy.
All right, so what else? Anything else to add before we wrap up?
Because
we
had to go swimming. You made us leave your mother's house before we could watch
Moneyball.
Yes, we were watching Moneyball.
You guys were... I was...
On demand. Let's order it right now.
Billy Bean.
We saw the best scene.
Reinventing baseball. Oh, yeah.
We can reenact it for the podcast right now. There's four of us. This is Giambi. He comes in.
Why? Because I got to get fired.
Giambi. You're Jonah Hill. I'm
the fat guy. I'm probably Brad Pitt, and you're probably...
I'm Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Wow, yeah. You two get Brad Pitt and Philip Seymour Hoffman. I really want to change.
What? You're a baseball player.
I want to buy for both.
You're a baseball
player.
Yeah.
I want to buy for the part of both of them.
No.
Yeah. And you guys can split like Giambi's role.
I think Nick could probably nail the open mouth just.
It's Philip Seymour Hoffman just has this beautiful moment. May he rest in peace. Of just staring as Brad Pitt comes in and is like. Can't start paying you. And he's like, it's my lineup.
What did
I'll
he
start,
say right
I'll
before?
Start whoever
oh,
I
he
want.
Tells him.
Yeah. And then he's like, no, you
can't.
I don't think you can start him tonight. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I don't see why I couldn't.
Oh,
goes,
we are.
You can't right. Because he plays for Detroit now.
Just
And then Philip just has this expression on his face.
What?
Open mouth.
Open mouth. But it's like just the slightest change of his face.
Yeah.
And he's just like.
And he holds it for like, it's so fucking
oh,
funny.
Oh, God.
And then he brings Giambi in and he's tells like, him he's traded. He's like, you can't start Giambi tonight. Or no, and Giambi's gone too.
Giambi's gone.
No, well, Giambi comes in and he's like, okay, you wanted to see me?
Again,
and he sits down.
You've seen it. You've probably seen
it's,
it.
Yeah, it's, yeah, it's the best baseball movie.
So we're in Garden City now. We get at our
and
hotel.
Jonah Hill says, I agree 100%.
At our hotel. In the,
throw this bottle
do you want me to
at
shut
at
this? That was
the
last line of the scene.
The Clarion Hotel.
At the
and we're performing
steakhouse.
At Sammy's Steakhouse and Spirits restaurant tonight. It's a free show, but the
totally
board does say...
some old women.
Already.
Already.
That's not going to be the first time tonight.
It was,
we've been on a comedic tour diet.
McDonald's.
Had Wendy's,
before,
McDonald's after, like, 2. Beer.
And we had breakfast burritos.
I ate some cheese at the country club.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ate a lot. Oh, and those crab cakes had meat, and there were bull testicles. That's what those breaded things
yeah,
were.
I know.
I didn't know that shit. I
yeah.
ate like 3 of them.
I'm so glad. I didn't know that. I didn't know that you didn't know.
I thought they were like like squid or shrimp or something. I was like,
these are great.
Oh my god,
love these. What do they call them? Mountain.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
I didn't hear him say that. They're like, Rocky Mountain oysters. They said it so quick you couldn't understand.
I don't know what they're
called. Like,
all right, so we all just went to Walmart and we all bought Ocean Pacific Walmart $8
swim
trunks. Mine are extremely short that I'm excited to wear.
I was disappointed they didn't have any Speedos.
I could have just bought like a big thong in the Hanes section.
Mine are pineapples.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Mine are black because I'm compensating.
Mine are a color, I think. I don't know.
They're two colors.
Yeah.
Two colors.
Whatever.
He had to ask me what color it was.
Orange.
He holds it up to me.
I forgot my
goes,
shoes, socks,
and
underwear.
Hey, what red. Color does that look like?
What color?
That.
Yeah. You know, that's never got old people asking me that.
It
like
hasn't.
Yeah,
grade.
I bet he hates that.
Yeah. Hey, what color is this one?
Well, what is it? Well, answer
like
the question.
It's a quiz show every time.
Answer the question.
It's green.
Be funny.
Well, that's not funny.
Hey, you're a comedian? Tell us a joke.
Tell us a joke. Make us laugh.
Joke. Be funny.
I just flew in from Denver.
Yeah.
My arms are tired.
From all the weed I've been smoking.
Was that the opener for your second set?
No, that was the opener for
the first one.
That's the first thing.
On Weston's face just now. He's like, he chose that.
First thing they heard from me.
Now Dan killed it so much, a guy came up and put $20 in the pocket. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I wasn't even there. I thought it was his phone number, so I didn't check it till later.
I'm just gonna forget that 10 minutes.
It was my front shirt pocket, not like my front pants pocket, you know.
Alright, so you guys ready to go swimming?
Yeah.
Alright, so we'll check back in tomorrow. This has been fun. We can have those day ones or night ones on the road. All recorded
should
on
we,
my phone.
Should we click again?
Yeah, part 2. Episode 18, part 2.
So you've just heard us coming off of...
You've heard 4 very happy comedians.
Yeah, on Cloud 9.
And I think in my head I was like, dude, HBO's going to be calling after...
This is... Yeah, I was like, I know that this was just Kansas, but it was also the world, you know? We were masters of the hungover masters of the universe.
We were really hungover going into.
We were pretty hungover.
Tired, I think, more than anything.
Yeah.
I was just starting to wear down. I was tired. Just hanging out, trying to eat breakfast, and, you know, hang out with family for a little while.
Yeah. And it's important to realize, too, that. This next portion you're about to hear wasn't even the end of it.
No.
So we just have to give you...
And what's cool about the next part is that it was so fresh, because we were, like, within an hour of the show being over.
Probably 45.
So Dan had really started drinking.
Yeah.
I'd started drinking.
I I hadn't stopped drinking.
It kind of gives you an idea of what our second set was like in Dodge, where we were just kind of like blitzed and just having fun. And then it's like no pressure.
Oh, and we talk about it a little bit.
So, yeah, this is kind of we're in that same kind of spot, only the show did not go as well.
Yeah.
And then we got done recording, and we were like,
Should we go
back down to that bar and show our faces, or...
And we did after we drank.
Yeah. So we walked down there, and you're still wearing your tank top that you wore in your set in the same restaurant.
Oh, my God, I'd almost forgotten about this. Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Done my set, walked in.
We all walk in to get, and she's checking our IDs.
Has now become a dance club.
Right.
I'll check our IDs. None of the waiters... Recognize
or even care. Or maybe care they do, but they just want to act like that they
and
don't remember.
This woman goes, I can't let you in here unless you change into a shirt with sleeves.
Yeah, you gotta have sleeves on to get in here.
You gotta have sleeves on.
And imagine that happening in Fort Collins.
Dumbfounded. We all just look at each other dumbfounded like, did we all just hear the same?
Like, I just performed here with this very shirt on, like, an hour ago.
I didn't even... that's the thing, is I couldn't even begin to argue with the woman or anything.
You didn't. I was really surprised.
She was in charge. She was in charge. I just looked at her. I was totally dumbfounded. My jaw must have just dropped, you know? And I was like, okay.
So we all go in, and... it was hilarious in succession because Beth says to me, like 5 minutes in, you took a while to find a shirt. And she goes, I bet Nick didn't even bring a shirt with sleeves.
I was wearing a sleeve shirt the
and I was
first
like,
day.
Oh, good point.
I recycled the shirt.
Good point. He might not have. And then Dan, about 5 minutes later, goes, I bet that fool doesn't even have a shirt with sleeves on it here. And so they start joking, like, yeah, he's going to come down wearing your Batman shirt that you wore out, just all big and stretched out in the belly area. And then, so Kevin's standing there, and he didn't hear Beth say it to me or Dan say it to me. And, like, probably 2 minutes later, it was pretty quick, he goes, I bet Nick didn't even bring a shirt with sleeves on it. Like, everybody, the longer it took, it started to register, like, where's Nick? I bet he can't find sleeves on any piece of garment that he brought.
Well, I packed light.
Yeah. You picked very light.
I packed the lightest.
About like a knapsack or something.
Yeah, no. I rolled up all my shirts.
Yeah.
Rolled everything up into tight little bundles, and then I stacked it in such a way.
So we went in there, we went up to the rooftop for a while, just trying to hide, mm-hmm. but also be out.
Something cool happened, though, is, so Dan, if you've ever seen him or if you've heard his episode, what was that? What, episode
four? Or five, maybe.
Something like that. He is a drunk alter ego named Danny.
Yeah, he talks about it on stage.
Mm-hmm. And so Wes and I were kind of like, I wonder what our drunk alter egos are. Because I kind of demonstrated mine. I went for it. And so I got named Dewey.
Yeah, Dewey the Decimator. It comes from your wrestling character. So
it comes from my wrestling character, but I don't get to be called the Decimator when I'm just too drunk. It's just Dewey. Just
Kevin is... A lot of people just call him Bennett,
mm-hmm.
you know, or his name on stage is French accent.
Well, and
but no one really calls
sort of
him Kevin, do they?
That's true. Yeah.
And so he's kicking into another level after his glowing... performance we'll talk about.
He sold a lot of CDs.
Yeah, he just killed it, crushed it. And so he starts getting drunk, and we're like, his alter ego is just Kevin.
It's
like,
Kevin.
Oh, Kevin's here. Kevin.
Kevin has arrived. Yeah. Kevin has arrived.
Kevin, Danny,
And then
Dewey.
You got one.
Yeah.
You got one, and it wasn't Westy or anything like that, because that would have just seemed too cliche at that point in time.
Well, it follows the theme of Ghost Pee.
It does.
Because I have a problem when I drink a lot, is that I also have to pee a lot.
And so you got named Pee-Pee.
Pee-Pee. And I was like, can we at least call it like Pepe? And they're like...
Sure, whatever, Pee-Pee.
Yeah, whatever. Dude, it's Pepe. I already told you. A drunk alter ego.
Okay, Pee-Pee.
So yeah, just kept calling me Pee-Pee. And so we were reflecting and trying to like salvage some, you know, respect and dignity.
And what do you do when you're... looking for respect and dignity, what is one place that you go?
Well, first, I make fun of other people, is right. number one.
No, but if there's and a physical location... And if I really burn them,
I expect there to be a high five. You know?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I expect, yeah. is for somebody to go, boom, up top. That was so killer, right? And so, that was a normal high five that we just did.
Did you hear that?
Probably.
I'm sure they did. No, that was a rhetorical. Yeah. I know they heard that.
So, what we decided, though, because, you know, the cool thing to do, if you want to, like... greet somebody or whatever.
Fist bump.
Because you don't want to touch hands and things like that. And fist bumps are cool. But we decided...
I prefer a handshake, honest to God.
We decided that white people look a little awkward trying to be cool. Mitch Jones has a joke about... He has a great joke about it.
And you didn't even hear that. Yeah, but we did it. It's kind of cool. And we felt like...
So we decided to keep our, you know, heritage. Like what we look cool doing.
Our whiteness.
It's just a big high five, you know, just a big...
Back to the classic order. But...
Cool guys giving each other high fives for their...
filled era. Yeah. You know, you never know what you're dealing with.
So we were up on the balcony discussing how to still pull off the high five. And we came up with, you still have the wind up, the high motion and everything, but you just hit wrists. You keep that hand back.
Let's do that again, just quietly, okay. So they can... Listen to that sound. It's subtle. It's grown
solid.
Up. It's authoritative, though. Yeah. It's still... It's like... It's gotten rid of a lot of the, like, you know, teenage rebellion of the high five.
But you get to keep how cool you look giving a high five in public, you know, as a grown-up.
Pretty cool.
Because how many times do you want to just, big high five? That's unacceptable.
No.
At a restaurant? You can't just start... High five. Nobody likes those people. Right.
So but, start doing that.
Yeah. If you see us, we talked about it before. No words. No pictures, definitely. We already established
you can't
that
record our voices. Yeah. You can't record
just
our voices.
Just give us the wrist high five. A wrist bump, kind of, if you will.
And we'll just know.
Yeah.
We'll know that you know.
So I wanted to go to bed. I was done.
You were done.
I was done. It was even you're before done. Last call.
I was even,
like, I'm
I was even
out.
Trying to... I was like... No, I get it. He's got to drive and everything. But then Dewey was...
Well, then you guys started doing shots, and I was laying in bed trying to go to sleep, and all of a sudden I'm getting slapped on the legs. I'm getting, like, assaulted in bed. And Dan's like, just like, dude, you have to get up. Let's go. The night's not over. And he's like, if you can make it 30 minutes of me just bothering the shit out of you, you can go to sleep. And I made it like 15 until he brought up McDonald's.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, it was when food came into play.
And I kind of perked up a little.
Yeah.
My eyes lit up.
It lit up, and then we threatened to hit you again. That was the thing, is we did. We were like, we laid on a final push.
One of my favorite things.
All of a sudden we became really fascinated by this prospect of food.
Yeah.
We were like.
One of my favorite things is you guys were hitting me. I was like. What am I going to say to make them stop? And at one point I go, guys, I have a real job. That was like the thing I said to try to get you to
I think
quit
I said
me.
I have a real job, and then I hit you real hard right on the leg.
So do I, bitch. Slap on the leg. Yeah. So we went on a mission, and I should have known. I should have known
I should have known
a
too.
McDonald's was not going to be open for us to walk into at like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
But we walked to a McDonald's, and we decided...
Garden City wasn't exactly a walking city either. It was not laid out to like
there's no sidewalks.
Take gentle strolls along, you know.
Just walking through like a dirt patch with weeds growing.
Like gnarly fields and everything.
Dan, keep going. There's no sidewalk still? There's still not a sidewalk?
McDonald's was closed.
Yeah. Taco Bell was closed.
Taco Bell was closed.
We didn't want to drive.
Little Caesars was closed.
What was one? Oh, Burger King was closed.
Everything was closed.
We hit the whole walk.
IHOP was open.
Right.
And so we marched bravely up a hill through a field.
By the time we got seated, I didn't even want IHOP. Like, it was such a trek to
get
there.
It was such a... But no, I was actually... By the time I needed food nourishment... If you'll notice, I ate my meal very quickly and I cleaned my plate. At IHOP. When have you seen me do that? You always give me shit.
Not quickly or all of
your food. You didn't finish your meal.
No.
So,
I was like, I'm not even hungry.
I needed IHOP. Like, I was like, oh, God. like all this drinking, this, that. I was like, everything is going to hurt no matter what. But my one hope for the morning is the 2x2x2, which is two eggs,
right.
Two sausage patties,
it's two pancakes. It's a Denny's thing, isn't it?
No, that's IHOP. We were at an IHOP.
Okay.
A strange, odd IHOP. It's called
2x2. It might not even be there. We're not even really sure if we ate food.
We'll get to that. We get there, and the place is packed and understaffed. It takes us probably 10, 15 minutes to even get our names on a list.
And I'm at the front of the line.
Yeah, to find anybody.
They just kept walking there, by.
They kept
and
walking by. Just with this, like, panicked expression
on
their faces.
I think there's 4 people working and 100 people in there.
Yeah, it was insane. And so then we grouped up with, like, you and I are standing.
Well, Danny was with us.
Danny was,
and he had more material to perform still.
And he wanted a show to go well. Right. He needed a win, and so he found a group of 4 young women dressed up for a night out of town, and he was like, "Hey, let's join tables."
From Colorado, by the way.
They're from Colorado.
They're from Holly, Colorado, and they drove to Garden City because it's the closest city, I guess.
Holy shit.
Weird.
I don't even know that part. That's weird. I don't like
that. Well, allegedly that's where they're from.
Okay.
Allegedly.
They're lying. They're all lying.
Well.
Well. Dan and I realized that at least those girls that we were with were ghosts. We realized that this morning when we were fact-checking, running through things together, and
like,
then
do you remember this?
It was confirmed by an old man that worked at the front desk of the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, oh, yeah, had a good night. You know, it was, went down to the IHOP, and he was like, the IHOP, you say? We're like, yeah, you know, just up there, a few
top
blocks
hill,
or whatever, yeah, top of the hill. I was, oh, they shut that IHOP down 6 months ago. Like, well, no, we were there last night. I had the 2x2x2.
There were a lot of families there.
There were an immense amount of families. And
it was really weird.
And once or twice, Dan or I, and you said it had happened once, and Bennett didn't admit anything. I'd look over, I'd see out of the corner of my eye one of the girls, and I'd think for a second that she was a skeleton.
Right.
Or something. And so as Dan and I are asking this old guy, you know, he says, we were like, oh yeah, we ran into some other people here, we think they're staying in like room 208.
It's 208.
He goes,
we're in 210.
We're in 210, so like, we're neighbors here.
Huh.
He goes, oh, 208. Nobody's been in that room for a while. Well, what do you... They told us 208. We haven't seen him or anything. Turns out that 20 years ago, in 1994... 94. Four young women were out and about having a night at the town, staying in room 208. And, I don't know, it's one of those urban legend things. It was maybe a car crash in the field that we walked through. Maybe they had all hung themselves, tying up a 4-way noose.
Right.
And,
happens often.
And,
in those parts.
For the podcast, the portion you just heard, Dan stole a chair from another room. He stole from, room 210. And, the old man, the last thing he said was, oh, well, I certainly hope you haven't been into room 210. Taking anything from there. And Dan and I just looked at each other. And so we know that we got the heck out of Dodge and other areas of surrounding Kansas. That was Garden City, but I had to get the phrase in. Just in time.
Right.
Because we stepped into some grade A haunting type shit.
Yeah, as a kind of a wormhole of, like,
yeah.
What did we...
Is Kansas... Growing
no
up
one
in
ever,
Kansas for you guys, was it a lot like the
I
Twilight
Zone? I don't
even know
Zone? If we actually... performed in Garden City.
Maybe you're not from there. Hopefully not.
I don't even know if we actually performed.
At Garden City.
Yeah, I mean, no one greeted us. We were just kind of there as like our own, and then, you know, it's like Do these lights work? Like, it's very dark when we're on stage. Maybe we didn't perform at all.
We really need to look into this. Understand some of the silence.
Exactly. And that's what we chalk it up to, the paranormal.
Well, without further ado, you can listen to the tapes for yourself and try and decide what the hell is going on.
Yeah. It was a weird night.
Night two of the Ghost Pee Traveling Medicine Show.
Right. And so this is going to be the end of our podcast, is this last little clip. Remember, we're just coming off of getting beaten up.
Yeah.
And, well, except for Kevin. Yeah, he's like in a totally different place.
So, Chiba Hut, this Saturday. Let's plug the show.
This Saturday, come on.
Headlined by the 19th. Captain Jason.
The captain.
Then we got...
They're all friends of the show.
Then we got Eric.
Eric Lindstrom.
He's on next. He's
Wrath and Famine's clothing.
Yeah. Kirsten.
Kirsten Ecker.
And then we just had a switcheroo, so we will be appreciating Mr. Patrick Scott.
From last week's episode.
Super
funny dude. He's going to be our weather reporter eventually on the show.
Yeah.
But if he tried to add one more thing to this podcast...
Oh, my God.
That would have been the
straw. It's going to burst at the seams.
I can't do that! I can't get it! Get out! And then guy on the couch, Jason James.
Yeah.
And Mr. Patrick Bell.
Yeah.
So... What a show. And we have some things up our sleeve. We have a marker board with ideas going.
Oh, yeah.
It's all already full. Did we even say it? This is the first episode we've recorded in Ghost Pee the House.
I did say it.
Okay.
We'll be fading in.
Yeah. Music
by the splinters. Coming in. You guys are experiencing the whole majesty.
Behind the scenes.
The magic of Ghost Pee.
So thanks for listening. Like our Facebook page. Share it. Share it with friends. And bring people out.
Yeah.
It's free.
I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
Drive-by body piercing. Yo, bring it on down.
Is like three different colors, tones, or whatever.
Yeah,
and this is a white sock.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
With the red stripe.
Yeah, that was
sure.
Nazi.
There's a lot going on in those socks. Fine with that. Because what is the point of matching socks?
All right, let's talk about Sammy's.
Okay.
We're all right.
Well, let's talk about night two in Kansas.
This is fresh.
This just happened.
All right, so we were on a pretty good high last night.
Well,
yes, we were.
So, a pretty good high is a...
You probably
moderate
heard our
term.
Earlier
yeah.
beaming.
Yeah, we were just on cloud nine.
It was better. It was kind
and
of.
And we had come
Christmas.
Down a little.
Yeah, we were still.
If we were recorded fresh last night.
Oh yeah, we were recorded fresh last night.
You
would have
thought we just recorded an HBO special. And
yeah, it was. Oh man,
sold out. Everyone
yeah,
loved
sold
it.
Out.
Yeah. Encore, bro. Encore.
Encore.
More money too. Doubled it. So then we're recording fresh now after what just happened.
Right after.
Yeah.
What just took place.
Let's call it what just happened.
The incident.
The incident.
It was the, what we did, what did we deem it? The make him laugh or make him leave?
Make him laugh or make him leave. I think that's the big lesson we've learned both nights. Make him laugh or make him leave.
And what did we do last night? Make him laugh? What did we do tonight?
They
made him leave.
They trickled out.
They should have left.
Minus a one Kevin Bennett, but
I feel like it's meaner to stay and not laugh than to just leave.
Right. Oh, yeah, you're not funny, but we're going to make sure you
yeah.
know.
We're going to stay for the entire performance.
I'd rather have a small crowd that's laughing than a large crowd that's staring at me with blank, like, I don't even, what are you,
is
doing
this comedy?
Or is this like a drama?
I don't understand the tale
of someone that bombs.
Yeah.
Is that
what's going on? I think that we need to, for the listeners, I think that we need to
step
go
by
through
step.
It chronologically.
Step by step.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So,
we get there.
All right. So, here's what we're going to do. Somebody tell
okay.
somebody else's set
okay.
from
okay.
your perspective.
Yeah. Okay.
And the person gets to argue with you.
Who tells Weston's set?
That, you know, it's up for grabs.
Right now.
Weston
So
I'll go.
I'll do it for all of you.
I don't give a fuck.
But I get to interrupt at any point.
Sure. Yeah. No. I think you got to hear out. You have been. You get to hear
it from both sides. Yeah. As it's told.
Have been doing it for not long enough to have gone through like so many shows where it is that quiet.
Yeah.
During your set, like I've gone through it. We probably all have, maybe Kevin and I, maybe more so.
But I've gone through a lot of sets
where it's like bigger sets, and it's just quiet.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And last night you did a very similar, if not, you know, pretty much exactly spot on.
Right.
Where the crowd loved it. They killed it. You killed it last night. The crowd loved it. They were laughing at everything from the get-go until you got off.
And you look comfortable up there.
And then...
That's like an important thing. That's the beauty.
It was a learning experience because you did the same thing tonight, but the crowd was like... And I could see at one point that you started to feel it. You started to feel that silence.
I think you can always see
it. It's weird how comics can see that.
You can see comics deflate.
You started to feel that silence. And there's a little bit of panic in you. You know what I mean? A good type of panic.
I never felt panic. I could say that.
You didn't feel panic.
I just felt like they're not laughing at all, but I'm still going to do my shit.
Right. Well, that's the best thing. That's the only thing actually that you can do. It's just push. Just push through it.
Right.
I do think
I still gave him my best.
You got laughs.
Yeah. I knew there was a few lines that would get laughs.
Yeah.
I still think that. Again, the thing is that some people didn't like it. Some people liked it. There was a lot of that crowd in that floating middle where they, like, saw how it was clever, but it's like, the room needs to swing with you.
Right.
At some point. And it was like, you didn't get entirely on board with that. And
you
then
were there.
We saw you slightly deflate as it was like, This is how this one is going. You know,
it's
because,
so good to hear that from somebody else's perspective. Because
I catch it. I felt it during the course of my own set.
Absolutely, me too.
And it was like, and it was this thing where I was like, well, we aren't going to turn this one around.
No, this one you got to just see through to the end. You're just going to have to see
That's
this
so
one
awesome,
through.
Man.
You can tell halfway. Yeah. It's rare, but
I've done
I have
it even earlier in sets before too. I've been like, I'm never going to get these people. And
I think that's where I've gotten better, though, is that I still tried to sell it till the end. Whereas when I was starting out, if I felt that, I was like, I kind of gave up.
I've told people.
But now I'm
people.
Still like, keep the energy, keep just try to sell it. Just keep trying to sell it.
I used to tell, for a while, when I was first starting, I would tell people, I'm like, all right, you guys aren't into this joke, I'm going to do the next one. And I was just like completely... Yeah.
I did that last night, though, too. I fucked up the ending of the Westboro shit, and I go, I'm giving up on that one.
Yeah.
And they laughed with
it. But that crowd was...
It's all about... I think a lot of it has to do with the crowd.
With the
energy that you're getting from them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
I fucked up this joke, I gave up on it,
and they laughed at it.
I'm
going
to disagree.
Next
joke. At the same time, funny is funny.
Yeah.
And if you have funny jokes, they're going to be funny to everyone. And that's the goal of comedy. It's like to have as... all of your jokes be funny to everyone.
I think a lot of people, though, can
maybe.
See
or at least a lot of
some
people.
Some of my jokes poke fun at people, though.
A lot
you
of
know?
My jokes...
You gotta find a way to...
And
a
you
lot
can,
of my jokes,
yeah.
I want to alienate people, you know? But I think that there's some weird combination of being, like, on board with the... having good material, being on board with the audience. I saw the recognition... of, like, people's wheels turning and, like, enjoying it, everything, throughout my set, but I never swung the room.
Right.
And that is, like...
None of us did.
...what it was.
Well,
Kevin did.
We'll get there. All right,
next.
So,
I'll do it.
I wanted to address...
No, Kevin...
...the comment that was heard during my set.
Oh, yeah.
And each of us have a comment.
There was
said,
a couple.
He said, witches don't exist, and some girl's like, yeah, they do.
It's during my Jesus joke,
and
I said, witches don't exist, and she goes, oh, no, what did she say? We had the exact wording.
I have a really bad one. I wasn't going to tell you, but if we're talking about it,
yeah,
I'll tell you.
Well, let's get through this one first.
All right, so she's like,
we're doing all
Yeah, she's like, yeah, they are. Yes, they are.
Yeah,
she's like, oh.
I think she was a witch.
She was a witch, people call themselves.
She was like, I'm a witch. I exist. I'm real.
The joke is
it's on you, sir.
The joke is people call themselves witches. I mean, they exist in that.
We just
term.
Used to burn them. That's
but
all.
Yeah, I mean, you would have been one of the people who were burning people
right.
based on the testimony of teenagers. That's the joke.
Yeah, right.
You know,
well, it's a highbrow, and we're in Kansas, so
right.
it might not.
There's a lot of being okay. So we ran into
this
has
smug,
to be a high
oh,
brown.
He doesn't think witches are real.
This has
oh,
to
what?
Be. This has to be.
I'm angry.
Is we briefly sat in the cold hot tub at the indoor pool here today,
yeah.
and we met a weird British guy
well,
who was biking across.
Peculiar.
He was an interesting guy. He'd be in Fort Collins or Boulder, or he'd be a Colorado
well,
guy.
And he actually lives in San Francisco, California, and flew.
He did touch
to
my
York.
Leg a little bit inappropriately.
No, that was me.
Okay.
Oh, he did?
Well, never mind.
Well, he had a great speedo.
Anyhow, though.
I will say.
He looked fantastic.
He
looked great.
No homo.
He was so fit.
Still
was
a lot
so
of sunscreen
fit.
On him.
But
yeah, it's
oh,
still
yeah.
caked on
oh,
in
yeah.
a hot tub indoors.
This guy is biking across the United States
cover
of America.
Up.
Yeah, I
and
saw
he was talking to us, and he said... It was weird. It was weird. The sunscreen caked arms. Yeah. A strange, smeary...
This guy a leopard
like
in the hot tub with a
strange...
Like
those splotches, man.
And then he was like, you just don't want to see
your
disgusting my feet.
That's
what we
yeah,
saw
yeah,
floating
yeah,
in
remember
the hot
he said
tub.
That?
Yeah, it was
flaked off sunscreen.
I was like, ugh, I'm getting out of this shit.
I'm done.
Fuck you. It's pumping in
cold
water.
Cold ass hot. Cold
and there's shit floating on top. I'm like, nah, I'm done. See you guys later.
So
I'm going to dive in and rinse off and then walk to the room.
For our
show, and then shower
I don't want to walk to the room with just that shit on. I'm going to rinse it off.
Something's
going to
happen.
Yeah. So,
there,
all right.
Well, there's a confluence of factors. I like that word, confluence. I don't know what it means. That happened tonight, which I think...
How can you be so good on stage and then just blow it when you're talking to people?
That's isn't it amazing? how could you
have killed that crowd tonight when none of us did, and then when we sit around and
slay.
Talk, it's like, God damn, Kevin... Please stop.
I mean, Kevin did great last night, but I looked around the room, and we were looking at this. One of us was. There was a girl sitting there, and she looked pissed.
Oh, my God.
And he was still on stage. She's like, he's still fucking going. Are they serious with this guy? Are they for real?
Kevin was on stage.
Yeah. She was angry.
We were all talking about it. It was the girl with the...
Elephants?
What was it? Elephants on her shirt.
Oh.
Who is it?
What's up?
Hey, come on in. We're recording.
We're doing a
ghost pee.
Come on.
We got some guests. We got some guests for the podcast.
We always have guests for the podcast.
So, no Will. I see.
Huh?
We did?
Okay. No Will, I see.
From
who? So, who's watching that one?
I believe so.
My little sister.
Oh, that's right.
Very nice.
If we would have known we had more,
no.
I would have ordered
is,
a two
this is
lodges.
A wonderful...
No, so you can... We're almost done. We got like three people left, but... Nick, have a seat here. We have some guests now.
Okay.
You don't need to socialize with my mom anymore on this trip, okay? You've had enough.
Your mom and I get along.
You've had enough.
Hey, we're still doing this.
Watch this one.
No, we're still doing this guy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Look at that. He's got a little.
Nothing. He just. We joked about it a long time ago that when we moved in, he was going to be like calling you and having these like great conversations and be like, Weston, you should
call
your mom more.
Yeah, we had a great talk the other day and she was wondering.
We have some things we'd like to talk to you about, right?
Weston.
So here's the one that I wanted to say when you were on stage.
Oh, good. Because
the guy
my
in the back,
just came
that
in.
They left right before. Well, we talked earlier about how well all of us did last night.
What?
How Weston and Nick and myself and even Kevin, we did all pretty much the similar sets.
Right.
Okay, so you're caught up. Last night's crowd, awesome. Tonight, you go, when you're finishing up, you go, all right, well, we're going to, I'm going to get out of here and we'll get some other comics up on here. And the guy in the back, this is as he was like, sign
get
his
off
chest.
The stage.
Get good, off. Get off the stage.
Oh, yeah.
All of you guys heard it too, right?
Oh,
she was
right
there. Right
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Looked over
we were
and
like,
we were all
whoa,
like,
whoa, this guy's getting that upset.
Wow.
already?
That's awesome. How no scared way. Were you guys? Like, Jesus.
Oh, it's like, okay, here we go.
It just set the tone.
He did okay last night. Is there already reaction like this?
It's like,
I have to go up next.
Like they do not like Gavin and Kingston.
Yeah,
they did not like Gavin.
I remember making eye contact with you. We were like, whoa.
Yeah, we like, Beth caught eyes with all of us. They were just like,
I just wanted to ask, how much did you pay for the show?
Yeah, right.
And that's part of that joke that I did at Hody's about the reporter. She paid $0.
Yeah, and they're going to be that upset tonight.
Yeah, off the stage. This is so upsetting to me. Like,
oh,
sorry to interrupt your day.
Your life must be terrible.
I hope you got your money's worth.
I think she was the same. It was the same couple. Like when you were talking about, it smells like money. She's like, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, I got another one.
Yeah, she did do that.
That table loathed you.
Yeah, that it was just two older. It was an older couple.
It was like. They're both very
one of them
well-dressed.
Had a ponytail,
both,
didn't they?
The guy had a ponytail. She was wearing like a smart pantsuit.
Not that group. It was the two people right next to
She was wearing a smart pantsuit, though. She was wearing like something hilarious looking.
Yes,
it was like a hilarious like pastel.
It was,
it was such a great crowd. Like, it was like, oh my god. Are we doing this with these people? Yeah, okay.
See, hey, hazards of the... That's what I yelled to her. I was like, hazards of the job. You know, that's just one of them hazards we get. Someone just yells random nonsense at you from the crowd when you're trying to do your
so
set.
Funny. I'm so...
Well,
so good.
For me, it was that woman who just went, as I got down...
You did your pretty much same
like
set. You
yeah,
did your pretty
much
same
did the same set.
It's last night.
And...
So much different.
I got down on the ground to crap.
And you're the
dog.
One that hurt her. Cause it,
and then yeah, she was like, oh,
she was
really?
Close.
And she was like, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even get
really?
Know.
Yeah,
we're
going to talk
same,
about
well,
looking
like,
at my dog in the
it
eyes
was probably,
when
it was probably
That's
some
what
woman
about.
With like a salad and like, you know, some, like, some chopped up like roasted chicken maybe on top of the salad. And she was there like trying to enjoy some kind of cheap wine, you know, or like a mid-price kind
yeah,
of wine.
It's not a country club.
She's like, she's there. She's there. And she's like, really?
Yeah.
And in her head, she's going, I came to Sam's Steakhouse.
And meal. Spirits.
And spirits. I'm enjoying a spirit and a salad with meat on top of it.
And a steak.
And
all
now I'm watching a semi-grown man-child.
Wearing
jorts and a tank top.
Yeah. With
pretending
shorts.
To shit on the stage.
As a dog.
As a dog.
As a dog.
Really? This is what's happening. Well, this is what's happening to my night.
That's
what's
the lady
happening
that
to my
looks. That's the lady that looks her dogs in the eye every time they
every
shit.
Day.
Yeah, yeah. She's like,
every
she's
time
like, I watch my dog
like,
all
what?
The time.
I do that all
you know
time.
What? Maybe she doesn't, but the next time her dog takes a shit,
she's
going to
think
she's
going
to
be looking at that dog.
Fucking guy.
I think I won long
ball.
That's money ball, man. You should have done this. You should have been like, think about me. Just, you know, Brad
no,
did it. Out
happen.
The door.
Here's what's going to happen. She's
going to see. Closed?
Yeah.
The dog's going to do that. She's going to look it dead in the eye, and then she's going to realize it, and then she's going to say, really?
Oh,
really?
Oh,
really?
Look what happened to me.
Music's going to play and shit.
It was
I'm
funny.
Never going back to Sammy's. That's what she's going to say.
Well, yours was close enough where you could hear it, and then Dan got one.
I didn't hear it. If I would have heard it, you know it would have been good.
Yeah.
Oh, what did they say? What did they say?
It was the Walmart. It was when you
brought
up
your
Walmart.
Walmart joke where you're talking about mopping the floor with
yeah.
self-loathing.
Oh, yeah.
About,
yeah.
And the guy, I think this is the guy with the ponytail. Really long. Really.
Oh, yeah, because this
really
was
long.
Way back.
Yeah.
Oh.
In the way back room?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
The ones that think witches are real.
And,
yeah.
Same
yeah, Beth heard him. Beth heard him, and he goes, kiss my ass.
He was a stalker at
I think
Walmart
he
past midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why else
I gotta get to work
past
soon.
Past why else would you have the ponytail?
I gotta get to work soon,
yeah.
And my life does.
You have the ponytail.
Why else?
It's like, my life does suck,
you'll run
and
into
I've gotta
that.
Be to work soon.
Yeah. You'll run into the people that...
Dan's
what?
Like,
they
I got the one
there.
Guy who works at Walmart.
Yeah, one guy that works past midnight in Walmart here in Kansas.
He's like, you don't know.
I felt everybody really pull back from the Walmart joke because Walmart is, that's it.
Here,
you know?
Here in Garden City.
They don't
City.
Have Sprouts and King Super. You know, like,
their
mall
is
like,
terrible. It's not even a
Sam's
it's not proper
is good.
Mall.
But it's also Walmart.
Yeah,
Sam's
Walmart.
Is a
yeah.
Sam's is pretty much a big
and so you
Walmart.
Started to make fun of Walmart, and I saw people turn to the sign when you're like,
don't talk to me. I shop at Walmart. Don't talk to me
that's
about
all
Walmart.
I shop about
we were at Walmart earlier today.
But I think I worked at Walmart, okay? And I think if you can't laugh at it, like you have to laugh at Walmart. I worked there. It's hilarious.
I said I shopped at Walmart. The only place I shop at is Walmart. Yeah. So already I'm promoting
it. Obviously you do, because
that's
the story.
Obviously you do.
Wally World.
These pants will give up in 3 months.
That might be a joke that I have to retire. I don't know if that joke's solid enough to do. Where I bought pants.
If Walmart's the only store, though, you can't tell that joke there.
Yeah. Like, well, we had an L&L Superstore. Well,
you were surprised that they had a Walmart. Holes. You're like, really? They have a Walmart here? You said that.
I did, yeah.
You were surprised they had one. I was like, yeah. Because I grew up in the area. And
yes.
We went to school in a town of 12,000. They had a Super Walmart.
Wow.
It's the only store. I mean, like, there's a few, like, small grocery stores. A lot of the people were
employed by Walmart. Yeah. Dude, I bought floors. I don't do it with.
It was a Walmart
population. I don't drag the. I don't drag it around behind me. I push it, bud. I push it.
Yeah, I mean, this means a lot.
I'm going to lose my job. You know, they could hire somebody else to do that shit.
And they pay so shitty, it's in.
You're like, you have no idea how much I need and hate that Walmart job and how much I bust my ass.
It was nice to Walmart.
It was the weirdest thing, though, because you guys all did jokes that were not that offensive, and they took umbrage.
Such offense. Yeah.
Such umbrage.
That is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, and then you were totally clean about it, and then I get up there, and none of that.
It's a joke. All right, so we did Dan. So then Kevin.
Wait,
so,
no, we didn't do me.
No, yeah, we're doing.
We did you.
Well, no, and then we did Nick, and then we did you. It's all on tape.
Oh, that's how quick we've been going? We've been going so quick.
Look, for the love of God, we're going to tell
people.
We're at 25.
Kevin.
Fuck. All right, so during yours, we were getting mad because they weren't laughing. Like, it's like literally.
It was.
Like, dude,
I was,
are you serious? They're not laughing at these jokes?
I was freaking
out.
I was talking to Weston during dance set because I was.
And so we had some banter back and forth about.
And you did get actually pretty decent when you were getting in the doorway. And you were just sticking
people
your butt out there.
It was
a
roller coaster set. It was a roller coaster set.
Oh, yeah.
You'd hit that
the
one
lighting
joke
was part
and then
of the problem.
You'd think the next
oh,
joke
yeah,
was going to go well. And then that one would do terrible. And then the next one would do well. And then the next one would do terrible. And you're like, what's happening right now?
Well, you couldn't really plant your heel. You know,
yeah.
Well,
in the dark.
That's because the scene, the lighting was bad. They had a corridor where Waitress was walking between the audience, always distracting everybody.
So Bennett.
Bennett.
So during your set, I was like, all right, either make him leave, make him laugh, or make him leave. Like, just do your thing, because he's like, I'm just going to be
a... That'll be like the title of a book.
Make him laugh or make him leave.
So he goes, so he's like, all right.
It's already
and like, you came up, what was the first line? It had the F word in it.
No, I did,
he asked the crowd to say
yeah, what I did is, I was like, I did the orgasm spasm joke, and then I said, how dirty can we get? And I said, say the dirtiest word or something that you're going to say. And some guy was like, fuck!
Say the F word. It was specifically said, say the F word if you want me to do a dirty set.
The dirtiest word you're going to say, that's a terrible
word. Oh, a dirty set? That's what he said. I missed that.
No,
say the F word.
He said, say the F word
if you want me to do that.
If this is going to happen.
So it's on this guy.
Yeah, that guy's the one that blew the whole thing.
All of a sudden, no.
There's only one guy. The rest of the crowd didn't say anything.
No, there was.
They were thinking.
There was a fuck. And then he was like, say it again. He
said it.
Say it again.
A few more people say
it. And then like four or five, six people said
it.
That's
enough
right,
where it was like, you were like,
I was like, oh, he's
six
people.
That's all Kevin.
God.
That's all Kevin needed to be
and
like, I'm out of the gate.
I'm running.
I'm out of the gate.
That
here we
it.
Go.
That was swinging them. That swung them.
Yeah.
All of a sudden,
all
it was being like, hey, I wanted to yell fuck for no reason at a restaurant.
They're all like, why haven't they said fuck yet?
This is
weird. I've been to comedy shows. Generally, I hear them say fuck or shit.
I think that first guy was like, I've been thinking about it for the last 3 weeks. Yelling fuck at a restaurant. You know, I go there every time and I'm like, what would happen if I was just like, fuck! You know, when people just
sitting at dinner with your wife,
fuck! And then somebody
looking around. What? Who said that?
All of a sudden, he was
invited
here. All of a sudden, a comedian suddenly asked. He was like, "The guy's like the F word. Say it." And he's like,
"It's my moment.
This is my chance. This is my chance."
Pizza.
Oh, that. The pizza or the like, quiet down.
Oh, it's a pizza.
Hello,
it's a pizza.
Doing?
Want to be part of a podcast?
They're going to get that quiet down.
No.
Later.
17 weeks.
No ranch. Where is that guy?
Oh no.
He's chasing the pizza guy.
He's already gone. He's already gone. Mystery pizza guy.
He's an elderly man, and you know that when they're delivering pizza, they're still fast.
All right, we're gonna leave that there as like the prize to finish this thing.
Yeah,
there has to be some.
Wait,
we'll
end it. We'll end it.
No, we're not ending it.
We're
saying to get there.
Part two.
Yeah.
All
right. So Kevin goes up and just riles the crowd up with his F words. And you did your complete dirty set. Did you hold back at all?
Not even. Not even.
He actually upped it.
I felt like he did.
It was probably the dirtiest set I've ever done.
That's so funny.
That's so funny. What was supposed to be the cleanest set that anybody does.
That's the dirtiest.
I say that he is the cleanest, most appropriate, upstanding young man.
Yes.
Of it. All of us. Just, you know.
That was after my first clean set that I've ever done.
Did you let the PG-13 to PG PG rating difference? Did you let that affect you?
I was just distraught.
I love it.
He looked so angry for the first half hour. Yeah. Like, he just sat there. He's like, "This is bullshit, dude. This is such bullshit."
Well, he turned to me and he said, "You know, before every comedy show, I doubt it. But this one, I'm really, really doubting." And I was like, "Thanks, Dan.
I'm about to go on stage. Appreciate it, buddy."
All right, here we go.
Yeah, it was during mine. He's
he's
not getting
waiters,
one laugh.
He was talking to
There's
one of the
no
tables.
Way.
One of the waiters was like, "Yeah, I know they're terrible." Did you guys hear that? I heard
what?
One of the waiters.
They weren't.
He's working.
If they were doing great, he would have been like, "Yeah, I know. We have them here all the time.
I love
They'll be back next week.
These are the best. No, we only bring the
best
to you guys. We only bring the best. So it's fine."
I should have said, "Give it up for the waitstaff." Sort of the guy that said we sucked earlier. Alright, so, and then you sold a shit ton of CDs,
seals.
Too.
Yeah, bro, sold a CD, sold a lot of CDs.
People loved you here.
Give us, alright.
Because
all
what?
Right.
Because why?
Give the internet the number. How much money do you make on CDs?
This weekend, two
shows.
It was three figures.
Yeah, but they weren't big figures.
Say the fucking figure.
999.
No, I made 140.
Three figures.
I made 140. 140 bucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Because
that
he
was
just
tonight.
Do you guys like
that's
the
a free will donation.
And he won.
Was that better than last night, Kevin?
Yeah, I mean,
barely.
Last night.
Yeah, barely.
93 last night.
And you made more here tonight.
I did.
I gotta buy some CDs.
I don't like dirty comedy. I was just like, this crowd wants. Because throughout all you guys' set, whenever you guys slowly got to that line, They were like PTSD laughing. They're like, "Oh, it's 30. Ha ha! I caught you. Ah, that's good. Ah, yes." And then you know, we were holding
some of my biggest laughs.
Oh.
Go,
it's your podcast, motherfucker. All right.
Some of my biggest.
Oh, do I get to?
Dan,
now?
You have to go now.
Now I do. Okay. Yeah. Well, the reason that we talked about it, of who was going to be in what order and feature headline. I was like, Kevin Bennett's material is more geared towards a PG set. Like, more geared towards a clean set. Like, he just is generally more geared towards that. Especially since I've been doing it for this long and I haven't done a clean set. And I've seen a bunch of his clean sets. But like, he's more geared to that. And for whatever reason, I don't know how you do it, but you make audiences laugh. It's just crazy with an accordion and an eye patch and a beret. I don't get it.
Smell his eye patches.
Nick almost did it. He's like, "Yeah, wait a minute."
I was like, "Wait a second.
Is there a trick?"
I was like, "This is the most intimate thing that could ever happen."
Yeah, your comedy is, and I was talking to these guys, it's very quick. So if you miss a joke, and you missed a couple jokes that didn't land,
I did.
But you're right on to the next joke, and that one will land.
And you've got
I think
it's just like, You use it sometimes.
It has its timing effect to it.
Use it sometimes for like pause and suspense and everything, but then it's mostly it's just like it's the rhythm of the like
it's
show.
The baseline
like, of
which
here we go.
But
yeah,
you can use it as if you bomb a joke, you hit your punchline and nobody says anything. You stare at them for a minute and then you're just like.
And just with that shit little grin he has, he's just like,
like right back in it. And
his
little
cheek is just glowing with like sweat. And you're like, what a dumbass! This guy's a dumbass!
You can laugh at me.
No, it's good. And that's, I.
But then
like
he tells
said,
Ayn
reason,
Rand jokes at the same time.
Yeah, and then
against the one smart girl, she's like, I love Ayn Rand.
Or Jackie Chan is the Antichrist.
Is that the joke?
No, because it's like almost, it's like you
nailed it.
In the bank, put that one in the bank. I got that one.
Have you learned cameras?
In the savings, put it in savings. Not checking, obviously. We don't want that. But yeah, that's why I was like, Kansas. I mean, Bennett's style of humor is gonna be the one to put up as a headliner, because crowds connect. I mean, they like your goofiness and they like how weird and obscure you are, and you use a fucking stupid French accent.
And you're weird and obscure in the most like a way that still has like a lot of doors in. You know,
yeah. Who's ever done that before?
Yeah. An eye patch of brain.
I'm sure we could
list
off people.
Well, it's like
similar things or each one individually.
Has anybody done that? Has anybody done what he does? As French accent? No. The answer is no. Nobody's ever done that.
So,
and for a reason.
And he opens
with that.
He opens with that. Bet you didn't expect this, did you?
Yeah.
I'm like the invisible man having sex. You didn't see this shit
coming.
Whatever.
Go see a show.
Check it out.
Kevin Bennett.
Alright, let's eat our pizza.
Alright.
In the episode? Anybody want pizza?